Mothers in Washington are carrying their babies longer in the womb to protect against complications. Just a few years ago, if a baby was born at 37 weeks, which is 2 weeks early, it was still considered full term. Now, research has shown babies born 2 weeks early are more likely to have medical problems. The Washington State Hospital Association, state government, and the March of Dimes are leading a campaign to reduce elective deliveries when a woman chooses to induce or have a C-section. Dr. Tom Benedetti, an obstetrics professor at the University of Washington, says he tries to persuade women against a scheduled delivery.
When faced with the fact that their baby could get sick and that it might have long-term consequences, the vast majority of families decide against that. But when push comes to shove and patients essentially demand that, most of us now just say no.
Just a few years ago, elective deliveries were considered optional. During the last weeks of pregnancy, all of the baby's organs are getting stronger, the brain is getting bigger, and the baby is adding a layer of fat that keeps it warm. Doctors say preterm deliveries are still necessary when there is some complication that could threaten either the baby or the mom. During a little over a year of monitoring, the Hospital Association found the number of elective preterm deliveries dropped by nearly 70% statewide.